KSBSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
In a world without tears. How misery knows which back door to walk through. How trouble knows which mind to live inside of. How sorrow find a home. Themselves into how a broken find the bones. If we live in a world without tears, how it bruises find the face to lie upon. Skin to itch themselves into. How a broken find the bones. How a broken find the bones. How a broken find.
Feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep from calling. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Someday, and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Mm-hmm. You and I could see into the same eternity. Every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine. You could hear the music inside my mind. And you showed me a place I'll find. Even when I'm old, just leaning on the windowsill. You could write me someday and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last.
I'm beyond excited for the new Adrienne Lenker solo album, Bright Future, which is out March 22nd. Sadness as a Gift was that song on She Rose Radio. Also wishing the one and only Lucinda Williams a very happy birthday. She just turned 71 on Friday, January 26th. We heard World Without Tears as title track to that two-time Grammy-winning album, which just marked its 20th anniversary. Welcome to She Rose Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. Speaking of Grammy nominations, our featured guest this week is up for four this year for her new album, The Returner. Alison Russell makes her return to She Rose in the second part of the show. Right now, wishing Laura Marling a very happy birthday on Thursday, February the 1st.
Chasing down a wildfire, are you trying to make a cold liar out of me? You wanna get high, you overcome those desires before you come to me. I think your mama's kinda sad, and your papa's kinda mean. I can take that all away. You can stop playing it out on me. 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 She keeps a pen behind her ear in case she's got something she really, really needs to say. She puts it in a notepad. She's gonna write a book someday. Of course, the only part that I want to be is about her time spent with me. Would you die to know how you're seen? Are you getting away with who you're trying to be? Of course, there's things upon the earth that we must really try to defend. A lonely beast, a kind heart, something weak and on trend. I do it all for her for free. I need nothing back for me. Sweeter deed maybe than to love something enough to wanna help it get free, free, free. Is there something on her mind? Something she needs to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry? Say you love me most when I don't know I'm being seen. Well, maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what the f*** that means. I just
just know your mama's kinda sad, and your papa's kinda mean. I could take it all away. You can stop playing that that on me. Is there something on your mind? Something you need to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry sometimes? I know your mama's kinda sad. I know your papa's kinda mean.
Happy birthday, Sarah McLachlan. Hers is Sunday, January 28th, from Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. That's Hold on She Rose Radio. Sarah McLachlan is celebrating the 30th anniversary of that album with a big 30th anniversary tour this year, starting in May. Recent She Rose guest Feist will be opening most of the dates of that tour, except one night in Toronto, where fellow Canadian Alison Russell will be opening the show. I bring that up because Alison Russell is our guest this week. Stay with us for a She Rose interview with Alison coming up next.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads. Wednesday night. On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Nothing is more important than family. The best way to cherish them is to take care of your health so you can enjoy more of life's precious moments. Life's Essential 8 is the American Heart Association's checklist for lifelong good health. Quitting tobacco, managing your blood pressure, and getting adequate sleep are a few ways to improve your heart and brain health and prevent heart attack and stroke. More information about Life's Essential 8 is at heart.org/lifes8.
88.5 The SoCal Sound and its HD channels conduct ongoing contests, sweepstakes, ticket and prize giveaways. No purchase or contribution is necessary to enter or win. Alternate entry details are available on our website, thesocalsound.org. Click contest rules at the bottom of the page.
Music chosen by humans, not algorithms. This is the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. Grammy season is upon us, and while I have mixed feelings about awards in general, on February the 4th, there's one artist in particular that I will be rooting for. She's up for 4 Grammys this year, and if I could wave my She Rose magic wand, Alison Russell would win them all. Best Americana Album, Best American Roots Song, and Best Americana Performance, and Best American Roots Performance. The album is The Returner, another triumphant, creative leap forward for this accomplished Montreal-born singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, poet, and activist who has over 2 decades of hard work as a career musician with over a dozen albums across 3 bands to her name, including Poe Girl, Birds of Chicago, and most recently the supergroup Our Native Daughters, with Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, and Layla McCalla. But it was Outside Child, Alison Russell's critically acclaimed and 4-time Grammy-nominated 2021 solo debut that set off what has been a whirlwind. 3 years of awards, accolades, touring, headlining Newport Folk Festival, collaborating, activism, and building what she calls the Rainbow Coalition. Outside Child was a chronicle of escaping from childhood abuse and trauma to finding healing and chosen family in art, music, and community. And The Returner is the next chapter, a celebration of survivors' joy. It's for all of these reasons that I have fingers and toes crossed that Alison Russell will take home every award she is nominated for. And once you hear today's conversation and listen to The Returner, I know you'll be rooting for her too. I'm so thrilled to welcome back Alison Russell as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Alison Russell, welcome back to She Rose.
Carmel Holt, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh my God. It has been a crazy couple of years since you and I last talked.
Yeah, it's been absolute madness.
I don't even know where to begin. Okay, why don't we start with the present, which is you got all of these Grammy nominations for your amazing new album, The Returner.
Yeah, just incredible. When I woke up to actually Brandi Carlile and her wife, Catherine, were the first people to text about it. So I realized, oh, we must have been nominated. And I assumed we got a nomination. And then throughout the day, my phone kept exploding. We were on the road, you know, we were in the van. I didn't have great service. And then by the time I got out of the van, I found out we'd been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards for The Returner. So it was totally surreal and shocking and joyful and uplifting.
What do award nominations mean to you?
Well, it's really impactful, particularly awards like the Recording Academy Grammys and the Americana Music Awards, because it's a peer review. It's other artists that I cherish and love and have looked up to and have been listening to since I was in utero in some cases, like with Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
And to be recognized by the creative community of our peers and musical heroes and sheroes is really meaningful. You know, it's circle work. You know, that's to me what the award nominations are. It's building coalition and power and agency for our music community. You know, and organizations like Music Cares, which we all support through the Recording Academy and through various fundraisers that we do, that in turn supported so many of us through the pandemic, you know, and the lockdown. It's such an important organization. I think people get confused sometimes about the pageantry and the silly theater on the surface level competition aspect of award ceremonies, but that's really not what it's about. It's so much about growing the power and the agency and the inclusivity of the community.
Right. And it's also about creating more room.
Exactly.
For those that there haven't historically been room for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's part of what was so stunning to me. Among the nominations for Eve Was Black to be nominated for an American Roots Performance Award was so thrilling and unexpected. And it really, really honors the whole circle of the Rainbow Coalition of women that contributed to it, Sister Strings and Joy Clark and Megan Coleman and Elena Canlas and Elizabeth Pupil Walker and Lisa Coleman from Wendy and Lisa, Ganessa James. It really uplifts everyone that was part of it. And for that song in particular to be heard and amplified means so much to me.
Let's dive into that a little bit too, because I know that that song was actually predates the album. It's the earliest song that was now included in the album.
It's funny. It had a whole journey. It actually started as a poem that I wrote, Eve Was Black or Oya's Kin, in 2021. And that I submitted to the New Yorker actually unsuccessfully.
No way.
Yeah, as a poem. But it kind of stayed with me. I got commissioned to do a collaborative piece with the Nashville Ballet with a choreographer originally from Montreal, a fellow Caribbean Canadian named Kevin Thomas. And the piece we ended up doing was a musical version of Eve Was Black. And I invited Sister Strings to join me on that. So the first iteration was just a string and voice piece alone with me on banjo and vocals. And when I started working on the Returner, I realized that it lived within that world. I think of three songs as being sort of the backbone of the whole Returner journey, and it's Eve Was Black, Demons, and Snake Life.
You said how meaningful it was slash is for that song to get so much recognition. Can you expand on that a little bit before we play a clip of it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not on the surface a song that's easily palatable for a lot of folks. It could be heard as challenging, I think. And I am never, ever, ever calling out in anything that I'm doing. I'm always calling in. I'm always calling back into the circle. But the song, the piece, the poem began really as an open letter almost to my abuser, who is a former abuser, I should say, because I've long since left, thankfully, that situation. Mm-hmm. But my adoptive father, who was born in 1936 in a sundown town in Indiana, and was abused ideologically by that violent ideology of white supremacy, who was abused physically by his violent white supremacist family, and who was unable to resolve that trauma to the extent that he unfortunately repeated the cycle and brought all of that with him when he moved to Montreal, because you can't run away from yourself. And he paid it forward and tortured me for a decade. But I don't have hatred for him at all anymore. I don't even have anger anymore. I have a lot of sadness. I've come to a place of being able to see that within that person who hurt me so badly is a child that was severely abused. And that child is still there. And I don't want to live in a world where we don't have empathy for children who have been abused to behave in poor ways. And it's really hard to navigate those two things being true at the same time. But I think that's part of, for me, my process of healing and breaking the cycle and taking responsibility for myself and my actions and how I parent my child, and the compassion that I've begun to be able to extend for myself. I'm learning how to extend to people who do great harm as well, because nobody is actually a monster. They might behave monstrously, but they're not actually monsters. And I think we're being called in this time to sit with all of that in a really, really big way. And if we can't get to a point of humanizing those who do monstrous things, if we continue to dehumanize people, the cycles will never stop. And the violence will grow and the vengeance will grow and the retribution will grow and the destruction will grow and it will grow and it will grow and it will grow until it pushes us off the cliff of our own mass extinction. And I feel really strongly as a mother that I want to prevent that. So this song, Eve Was Black, is a calling in. It refers to my micro situation, but it also talks about the macro situation of what a legacy of enslavement means for all of us. The fact that there is no such thing as a separate Black race or a separate white race or a separate anything race. There's the human race. Yes, multiple ethnicities and experiences and histories and legacies and lineages, but one human family. And if we cannot get over our tribal violence, we have no hope. And so that song, Eve Was Black, is this calling in, but I'm talking about lynching within the song. I'm talking about enslavement of one's own children, which that's my legacy of my history and what I lived with my adoptive father as well. I lived in bondage for a decade in my life. And there are many children living in bondage. Slavery isn't over, unfortunately, you know, and we see this everywhere. I don't have much to throw at these problems, but songs and truth and uncomfortable paths of inquiry that hopefully lead to some reconciliation or at least some reconciling within my own mind, you know? So yeah, and now I am struggling with, do I go see this man? You know, he's ill, he's old. Part of me feels like the culmination of my own journey of healing is to be able to forgive him. And I believe I have, but how deep does that go? And does he have no power over me anymore? And I believe that he doesn't. Do I have enough strength and safety within myself to go see that person and say, I forgive you? Go in peace. I want to be able to do that. I'm not sure if I will be able to. We'll see. That's what I'm wrestling with right now. But I think that song was part of my journey to get there. I think what's happening in the world right now is part of my journey to get there, because if I expect other people to forgive those who've harmed them, I need to be able to do it too.
He was black, heaven to her, the mother of all was dark and good. He was black, didn't you know? Is that why you hate my black skin so? Is that why you hate my black skin so? Does it remind you of what you lost? Do you hate or do you lust? Do you despise or do you yearn to return, to return, to return? Back to the motherland, back to the garden, back to your black skin, back to the innocence, back to the shine you lost when you enslaved your kin.
Eve Was Black from Alison Russell's new album, The Returner. She's our guest today on She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. This is the second in a trilogy.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about Outside Child as the past, yeah. Returner as the present, yeah. And then what we could look forward to as the future.
Yeah, the next one will be the Rainbow Coalition, Afro Bright Future of My Dreams, you know. The third one I don't even want to speak on too much yet, because I'm trying to do something very ambitious that involves geographic challenges as well. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Let's talk about another track on the album. Why don't we talk about the opening track, Springtime?
Okay.
Because I know that you don't do anything without intentionality. Talk to us about the song and why this ended up being the opener for The Returner.
You know, for a long time, we were going back and forth between would it be Demons or would it be Springtime as the opener. And it just became clear to me and to everybody, to JT and Drew, his partner in Dimstar, that that needed to be the opener, that that needed to herald in, this is the present. This is stealing joy from the teeth of turmoil and tragedy and loss. This is being re-embodied. This is joy in movement and the circle of beloved chosen family and creative collaborators. And, you know, we recorded the Turner in 6 days, the entire album. And it was also serendipitous. Like, initially, we were not going to be recording until February. But because of vinyl delays everywhere, the label came to me and said, look, if you want to have vinyl when the record comes out, you've got to turn it in before the end of 2022. And so we all got together, and it turned out that all 16 women and our three chosen brothers could make it happen in that little window before the holidays in December. But in order to do that, we'd have to go to Wendy and Lisa and do it in LA rather than Nashville, which was the original plan, was to do it at the Sound Emporium in Nashville, where we recorded Outside Child. And everybody said, absolutely. None of us wanted to miss the chance to work with Wendy and Lisa. And they have their own studio for 16 years now upstairs at the old A&M Studios, which is now Henson Studios. So Jim Henson's company bought it. But it started its life as Charlie Chaplin's studio in West Hollywood. And then it became the old A&M Records studio. So the good ghosts in those walls, Joni recorded Court and Spark and Blue there. Carole King recorded Tapestry there. They sang We Are the World there. And for us to get to go there and be with our sisters who loaned us all their incredible vintage gear, it was magical and serendipitous. And we all felt the mojo in the walls. And also part of it, I think, was that solstice time and coming to the longest night and then coming back to the light. Like, we went on that journey all together. And springtime, I think we only did two takes of springtime. Like, it just joyfully, spontaneously came together. All my vocals, lead vocals, were recorded live with the band in real time. We were literally in a circle formation. Studio D is almost like a womb with several like fallopian tubes coming off of it, that there are these little separate rooms. So within the womb of the main room, you had Elizabeth Poopa Walker on the percussion, Joy Clark on an acoustic guitar, Ganessa James on her electric bass, Megan McCormick and Mandy Fair on electric guitars over here. And then you had a little fallopian tube area, womb area for the keys. And that was Lisa and Elena in this room, just filled with every possible, a beautiful piano, but also synthesizers and a B3 and a Wurlitzer and vintage Moog, vintage Korgs, all this stuff. And then there was another room for the drums where Megan Coleman and Victoria Bialik were in that room. And then Elizabeth Poopa Walker right in front of them. And then when we would finish the bed, so getting that down, then the strings would go in and overdub. So Sister Strings and Larissa Maestro, they would go in and play it all together. And Karenza Peacock, when she joined on a couple of them, they would play it live all together. And I was in the room filming them while they did it, you know. And then when we sang the harmonies, it was everybody getting together in the same room, go back in that same womb. And we just did it. We did everything at once. And so we had the best of both worlds, of the analog, of that live almost feeling, and that laughter and those sounds. That's Larissa and Sister Strings goofing around, and it's Brandon Bell capturing every minute of it. And I wanted people to feel invited into our Rainbow Coalition circle from the first notes. And that, it became clear that that's what springtime did. It provided that invitation into the circle, calling in, always calling in, never calling out, never leaving out.
We have Allison Russell here with us. The new album is The Returner, and that's the opener, Springtime. Of course, as you're painting this heroic picture of what happened in the studio, yeah. I'm getting chills and like, I can't stop smiling.
We felt the same way. I mean, we were so joyful. Like we felt high and we weren't, you know, we were stone cold sober, but we felt this giddiness being together. And part of it was the transitions of the earth. And it was just the magic of those walls and being together and being with a group of women who are completely open to each other. There's not one bit of ego. There's not one bit of insecurity. And they're all lead singers in their own right. They're all songwriters in their own right. They're all multi-instrumentalists. They've all been part of numerous projects. So these are artists who are fully formed coming to be supportive. What a gift that is. You know, they chose to be in service of those songs. And we were in community together. And it was circle work. Yes, there was the bones of the songs that were written, but what happened in the studio was a live and improvised musical conversation. And it was joyful. We were giddy. We were laughing and we were crying and we were dancing and we were singing and we were just loving on each other and falling in love with each other.
It's both the biggest source of joy to think about so many women together and like how powerful that is, and also like gets me worked up because I think, why is it that that's still so unusual?
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to you for continuing to push on that and to making those intentional choices from the top to bottom.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's so imbalanced still, right? We know this. And we're seeing we are in a reactionary wave of a lot of bigotry and fascism rearing its ugly head once again. And this is a cyclical thing that has happened throughout our human history. We know this. And, you know, things are so imbalanced within every industry, but definitely in the recording industry and in the music industry. Misogyny is the root of so much of the harm in the world. I mean, truly the root. And one of the things that I've realized is it's actually self-hatred for so many males. And that's very sad. Like the hating of females comes from the hating of themselves first, right? And feeling insecure and feeling inadequate and feeling unloved and feeling unlovable and all of those things, and that turning toxic and violent, you know, to want to keep women down, to feel powerful. I mean, they're not in the world without a woman. They don't exist without a woman. And that's part of, I think, the fear. Like hatred is just fear wearing a hideous mask and a dangerous, violent mask. But it's fear at its base. And until it isn't remarkable to have a stage full of women, an album full of women, I'm going to keep doing it, you know, because as soon as it's not remarkable, I won't need to anymore. It'll be fine. We won't have an imbalance. There won't be an issue. But it is still so remarkable. And you're right. It shouldn't be. It's a real bummer that it is.
You know, and it's funny too, because I think about how long you've been at this.
20 years. This year marks 20 years since my first baby band, Poe Girl, put out our first record, self-titled, in 2003.
Oh my God, Allison.
It's 20 years. It really hit me this year, Carmel, especially as I did a bunch of the Canadian Folk Fest this summer. And, you know, my first ever Canadian Folk Fest was the Vancouver Folk Music Festival in 2003 with my baby band, Poe Girl. So I really felt the full circle of that I have been doing this for 20 years, and that everything that's happening now for me as a solo artist in name only, for the Rainbow Coalition, for these two albums that we have created so far, is a culmination of 20 years of relationship building and of circle work.
Hell yeah. And also I think about the ageism that goes along with that misogyny and the sexism and that it's taken you this long to get there. But like, look at you and look at the imagery of this album too. You're owning it. You're owning your physical form, your sensuality, your sexuality, your beauty, and how meaningful that is to women who are paying attention, who know that you're not 20.
No, I'm not 20. No, I'm a 44-year-old soccer mom.
And a survivor at that.
And a survivor. And there's no joy more powerful than survivor's joy. You don't get hard-won joy, fierce joy like that if you haven't been to a very bleak place in the past. Mm. if you haven't been to rock bottom, you can't soar to the highest heights. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. You know, and that's one of the gifts of trauma. Trauma can be the mother of empathy. It can be the mother of joy. It can be the mother of connection. It can be the mother of compassion and understanding. And it's hard to remember that when we are going through miserable, horrible, painful, awful things. It's hard to feel it in those times. We can't. We can only feel it later. But that's why campaigns like It Gets Better are so important. That's why having those of us who are able to speak about the past and how much better it got, why I feel so compelled to do so. Because there's plenty of people who are living what I have lived right now who feel like it can never get better. And why do they even continue, right? We're having an epidemic of our young ones, especially our queer youth and our trans youth and our non-binary youth, you know, and our intersectional BIPOC youth choosing to leave the world. And it's an epidemic. It's really bad. A vast amount of gun violence in our country is our young people taking their own lives. And I really think one of the cruelest things we could ever say to a young person struggling through coming of age is to tell them these are the best years of your life, because that is such and it's for the cheerleader and it's for the quarterback or whatever who's supposedly living the dream. They're equally lost and miserable at that age. It's just an incredibly hard transitional time of life. It's metamorphosis, and metamorphosis is painful. It's excruciating. You know, and so we cannot be telling youth, this is the best time of your life. These are the best years of your life. We have to tell them the truth, which is, yeah, this is really hard and miserable for most of us, but it does get better. I promise. If it can get better for me, it can get better for anyone. And that's part of why I feel so strongly about singing my experiences and sharing them.
Alison Russell, it's been so awesome to have you here on Shiro's. We could obviously talk for an hour more, but we're out of time. How should we go out today?
Ooh, well, I'd love to go out on Ragchild, because it's kind of an incantation for that. It's a spell for realizing our own strength and beauty and worthiness, and with learning how to love ourselves, of finding joy on the other side of severe trauma and tragedy and loss. And I think we all need to hang on to the truth that that is possible in these times where there's so much trauma and tragedy and loss.
Thanks again to Alison Russell. Thank you for being with us on Shiro's. Congratulations on all the success with The Returner. And you know that I'm going to be cheering on February 4th when you take home those Grammys.
The nominations to me are everything. I'm just excited about the big old family reunion and getting all dressed up and having fun and dancing with our beloved community.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Alison Russell for being with us. The Returner is out now on Fantasy Records. Our interview was recorded at Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock, New York, sending thanks to the staff there. Our interview was condensed and edited for radio broadcast. To hear the full interview, download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, available everywhere. Next, we close the hour with new music from Norah Jones and Chilean hip-hop artist Ana Tijoux when Shiro's Radio continues.
Hey, it's Andy Chandler. I do afternoons 2 to 6 on the SoCal Sound. In radio, they call that drive time because lots of folks are headed home from work. But let's be real. In Southern California, it's always drive time. So make me co-pilot. I'll DJ seemingly endless, up-tempo music sets that are nearly an hour long, including brand new tracks, great songs from the past that corporate radio's forgotten or never had the guts to play in the first place, and local spotlights every hour. And thanks for letting me ride along. on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
I am a passenger.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Nora Jones just announced her ninth album, Visions. It's coming on March 8th. From it, this is Running.
Dentro vida, por más que siento no te entiendo vida, el epicentro de mi enredo, dime por qué algún día tiras en otro vuelo vida, tú que quitas todo el veneno vida, tú que te mueves entre mis dedos vida, yo te respiro acá adentro, te exhalo, te inhalo en mi corazón que late dentro vida, tú articulas mi esqueleto vida, tú que caminas con el viento, corre por mi vena, me oxigena por completo vida, por mi musculatura circulando en mis huesos. Vida, cuánto te deseo, vida. Te veo, te beso, te mueves por mi cuerpo. Tú siembras las plantas que dan flor a mi desierto. Eres la belleza en lo complejo, vida. Tú que te llevas a mis muertos. Dime en secreto si me cuidan en silencio. Bajo tierra o en el cielo, sé que dejará de darme vida en un ciclo perfecto, vida. No sé cómo dejarte, no sé cómo alejarme, despedirme y soltarte. Me mira y respira la vida, molécula que todo conspira, tú te llamas vida. ¿Qué significas? Si abres herida entre llanto y risa, yo te abrazo, pero no te capto nica. Óvulo, óvulo, núculo, músculo, en mi pómulo, todos los gesticulos sin disimulo, como mi escudo natural, sin coágulo, vida contigo yo me confundo.
Ana Tijoux and Vida, the title track to her brand new album, her first in 9 years, which just came out. She'll be a guest in just a couple of weeks. Looking forward to sharing that. Also, we heard from Norah Jones with a new one called Running from her upcoming 9th album, Visions, out March the 8th. That does it for this week's edition of She Rose. Thanks so much for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast, featuring full versions of our interviews, distributed by Talkhouse and available everywhere. And keep in touch. Our new toll-free She Rose request line is 833-MY-SHERO. Find us on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at She Rose Radio, or check us out at SheRoseRadio.com. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.